up. So therefore, it seems as though our sacrifice is more. Just as a way of expression, obviously, in the Qurbani, and we talk about sacrifice of Sahaba, we're talking about something else. But just to make us understand what he's saying, he said that we are prepared to sacrifice the small dunya. We are prepared to sacrifice such a big akhirat for a small dunya. Whereas they were prepared to give up this whole world. Today's hadith, عن جابر رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مر بالسوق والناس كنفتيه. Jabir رضي الله عنه says that when Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم passed through a bazaar, and the people were around him on either sides. So that shows that sometimes when a pious person is walking or moving and people are with him, it's nice for people to be on either sides. So when he's speaking something and explaining something, these people can hear and grasp and listen to what he's saying. فَمَرَّ بِجَدٍ أَسَّكَّ مَيِّتٍ. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by a small baby goat, what we know as a kid. Small baby goat, but this goat, this baby, had very small ears. And it was dead. It was lying there on the side of the road. It was dead. It was a small goat and it had very small ears. فَتَنَاوَلَهُ فَأَخَذَ بِأُذُنَيْهِ. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took it and he caught it by that ear and he picked it up. ثم قال أيكم يحب أن يكون هذا له بدرهم. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, which one of you would like to purchase this for one dirham? From here we learn something that when a teacher is teaching, a very effective way of teaching is not only by speaking but by practical demonstration. Very effective way. Sometimes Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would take a stick and he would mark or he'll write on the sand to explain to Sahaba something. Sometimes to explain, he'll take the tree and he'll shake it in front of them, show them the leaves are coming, explain to them, this is how the gunas get forgiven. Or sometimes he'll take out his tongue and he'll hold it and he'll tell them that control this. Literally, he'll catch his hold of his tongue. So this is, one is just speaking and the other is visual. So you've got audio and you've got visual, which are very, very effective means of teaching somebody something. So anyway, this is just by the way, but this was the style of Rasulullah SAW, even teaching us how to teach. What a teacher Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, and even taught us how we should be teaching. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam picked up this small goat with the small ears. He picked it up and he asked, which one of you, he could have just pointed at it, but he literally picked it up and showed them, which one of you wants to buy it for one dirham? Dirham in currency, you'll get the dinar and you'll get the dirham. Dinar is a gold coin, much more valuable, much more expensive. And dirham is like our sense, our understanding, like not much. So which one of you wants to buy this thing for, say, one cent? Which one of you wants to buy this one silver coin? فَقَالُوا مَا نُحِبُّ لَهُ وَمَا لَنَا بِشَيْءٍ وَمَا نَصْنَعُ بِهِ. So Sahaba said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we don't like, مَا نُحِبُّ أَنَّهُ لَنَا بِشَيْءٍ وَمَا نَصْنَعُ بِهِ. We won't like that we'll take this thing for anything. In other words, we won't like to pay one cent for it. Nothing we want to pay for it. وَمَا نَصْنَعُ بِهِ. What can we do with this? ثم قال, again Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, أَتُحِبُّونَ أَنَّهُ لَكُمْ. Would anyone of you like this? This is showing us emphasis. So one is you teach a person one time, and another thing is you emphasize upon it to drive the point home. So again Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked it to drive the point home, that which one of you would like this? قَالُوا وَاللَّهِ لُوْ كَانَ حَيًّا كَانَ عَيْبًا. They said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if this goat was alive, it would have been a defective goat, because it doesn't have normal ears. So it shows that it's a defective. So even if it had been alive also, then too we wouldn't have wanted it. إِنَّهُ أَسَكُّ فَكَيْفَ وَهُوَ مَيِّتْ. So they told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this thing has small ears, so how much more despicable it is now that it is dead. So one, it is small ears, it is defective, and here it is also dead, so it is even worse, it's compounded. فَقَالَ فَوَاللَّهِ لِلدُّنْيَا أَهْوَنُ عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذَا عَلَيْكُمْ. رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the dunya is more despicable, more lowly in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than this goat is to you. How, it has no value to you. I take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this dunya, this whole world, all the gems and rubies and gold and whatever we think is valuable in this world, this whole thing in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is even more lowly than the small dead goat is to you. What a beautiful example Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us all the tawfiq of taking this to heart. And this type of a hadith is nice to remember when a person is tempted to chase and chase. And sometimes when a person just misses a deal, many times it happens, a person just misses a deal and he goes into like a depression. He's such a big contract I miss, and it was because of this person, or it could have happened like that. Then he should have these hadiths in front of him, that this dunya is nothing. So what if I missed it? is not even worth a dead goat, a defective goat, is not even worth that. So why should I be so sad about something that I missed or a deal that I missed? Accept it as the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this will help a person get over it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.